Our first Ask the Mayor, and happy Easter to you, sir, our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor, and also Passover, where everything just sort of comes together, and it feels like renewal.
Steve, happy Easter and Passover, which ends this evening. It is a time of renewal, hope, revival, and resurrection, and I think it really kind of captures the spirit of Highlands at this point in time during the season. We're coming out of that tough year of the COVID-19 pandemic. I think people are optimistic, and we're looking at renewal and revival here in Highlands.
We're all coming out of our caves and all of our homes and looking at all the new paving, the road projects. Pretty good. The weather was okay.
The weather has really been a driver of when the contractors were able to work this past week. They were able to finish all of Main Street by late evening on Tuesday, and then they parked their equipment because we had that night, and then Wednesday morning we had about 3 inches of rain in a flash flood situations, which of course they could not work in. And then followed by that on Thursday morning, we had freezing temperatures, and I talked to the supervisor of the paving crew, and he said, we will just not plan on paving on Thursday because we can't put asphalt down unless it's above 40 degrees, and that didn't happen. They took off for Good Friday and for the Easter weekend, and I think that was great. We had the Main Street paved, and it freed up traffic and pedestrian flow for this holiday weekend. On Monday morning, though, they will resume their paving efforts by milling 4th Street from the intersection of Main and 4th all the way up to the Ugly Dog and slightly past that. Hopefully they can mill new intersection that we've created at South and Satula and 28. And then they will come in right behind the milling and pave that section. The weather looks good for almost all of the week. After they complete that paving, they will then turn their efforts toward 64 at 4th all the way out past the business district and pave that part of 64. Once those areas in Highlands are done, then they will focus on paving all the way out to Buck Creek and also out to Clear Creeks. I think the paving of downtown is going to be coming to the end at the end of this coming week. I'm really optimistic that the rest of the paving will go as fast as the business paving in the business area has.
Well, that road paving project at Bridalveil Falls, that is extensive, and that's going to be carried on until April 16th.
That's right. And if you saw in the newspapers the photographs of the excavator on top of the rock, that is a massive project because we came very close to losing 64 at Bridalveil Falls with continuing washout under the road. And DOT's putting some rock and other materials in there to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
That flash flood caused an issue with the fire department construction, and you handled that.
Well, I didn't handle it so much as our construction folks working on that project did.
Well, you went out there and visited.
I was aware of the situation. I have, of course, like so many people in Highlands, the code red warning system. At the first of the morning on Wednesday, I received a message, expect flash floods because of the 3 inches of rain that we had received in the late hours of Tuesday morning, and then it continued into early Wednesday. We were having that flash flood situation, and I rode by and realized that fire department site, which was in the process of site development and excavation, had taken a lot of rain. There was cloudy water running off of the site. It does mean that we're in a flood situation, and we've been working with the state from the beginning of this project to put up the double silt fences, the retention ponds, and so forth to address potential water issues while we're under construction. There's no design that the state requires that can guarantee that there will be no runoff of colored water and so forth in those situations. That was what we found ourselves in on Wednesday morning. We had been seeing that the contractor was digging up a lot of soil, and people are probably saying, what's going on there? The problem we have found is that certain areas of the front of that site have soil conditions that do not compact effectively for construction. when you hit that, and people that do construction in Highlands hit it constantly, you have to remove that soil and do remediation, put in new soil that will compact, and then we are putting in geogridding and other things before we start putting pavement and other things down in those areas, and it's costing money. The good news is that in the planning for the fire department, there was a contingency fund, because the contractor and everybody says you just never know what you'll hit when you start doing earth moving on a site. So we've got that covered in the contingency fund, but it is still a difficult situation that the contractor's having to work with in the coming weeks before we can actually see the construction of the fire department on that site. The good news also is where we're going to actually put the building, the soil has been very strong there, so that's not the problem area. It's just right in that front area where there's a lot of drainage and water accumulation.
Before we start talking trash, talk about how the plateau pickup is going to work this year. That's going to be April 10th and 17th.
That's right. The Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring, again, the plateau pickup. It includes the Gorge Road, 106, North Carolina 28, and 64 going out toward Cashers. And we need volunteers to come to the Founders Park on Saturday, the 10th, this coming Saturday, at 8:30, and you'll be given a collection of trash bags, gloves, vest, and a pickup stick, an assignment on one of those roads. And that's always an important effort to pick up these carters before the season begins. The U.S. Forest Service works with the chamber, the town. We will be having our sanitation crews actually hauling off the large amounts of trash bags that are collected, and then the sheriff's department, the police department will be involved. So there are a lot of people that will be working together to make this a successful litter sweep. There will also be, sponsored by the chamber, a picnic lunch at the park again. So that's going to be the first installment on the plateau cleanup, and that's this Saturday, April the 10th. If you miss that one, on April the 17th, which is the following Saturday, the same thing. If you will meet at Founders Park at 8:30, then there will be an assignment to go around town within the town of Highlands and do some cleanup and pickup. There are several options. If you feel like you can't walk on the highways for a long ways, maybe the 17th would be your best option.
We go from trash bags to trash cans. We haven't talked trash in a while about that. People still have trash cans that aren't up to code?
Yeah, I got an inquiry and kind of a complaint this week about that someone was still seeing that there are some metal trash cans and plastic trash cans on people's property that are not bear resistant. And the response was, what does the town do about that? And here's my response. I have one of those trash cans in my yard near my studio, and I put construction rubble. If I want that material, or if it's appropriate to be picked up by our town crews, I put it in a bag. I take it to my bear resistant container, which is located on the side of the road, and they dispose of it. But we cannot prevent people from having regular trash cans on their property. What the ordinance says, though, is that you cannot take one of those cans and put it on the side of the road with household garbage that attracts bears. You have to put the garbage that you want to be picked up by the town sanitation crews in a bear-resistant toter. Now, if that happens, the sanitation crews contact our code enforcement officer in the police department. That officer will then investigate that violation. Many times it is just someone is not aware of the ordinance, and the officer informs them that they cannot do that and they have to have a bear resistant toter. If there's a second violation, then a fine is issued. So we're trying to get people to cooperate on that. That's the procedure. And if you see a situation where someone has placed trash out in an unsecured, non-bear resistant toter or trash can, feel free to call the police department. It's at 526-9341. They will take the complaint and then refer it to our code enforcement officer. And Officer McCall will go out and do an investigation of the situation.
We're trying to get people to cooperate, too, to get vaccinated, no matter what your political persuasion or whatever reason that you don't get vaccinated. Clinics are going on all the time, and we have facts about how we're getting vaccinated.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've had this wonderful and very successful Highlands Cashiers Plateau vaccination clinics that have been vaccinating so many people. And I know I got a communications from Tom Neal of the Highlands Cashiers Hospital, who's been the primary leader in this vaccination effort this past week, urging people now as we open up the vaccination to everyone to please take advantage of this opportunity and get vaccinated, because we are in a very treacherous moment here. We've been very successful in getting people eligible in both Macon and Jackson County vaccinated, but we need now everyone to get vaccinated so we can really get on top of the spread of the COVID-19 virus. And also, if everybody's vaccinated, we're on top of that spread, and it prevents all of these variants of the virus from developing. It's something that, you know, we all need to be doing, if not for yourself, but for your friends, your family, and neighbors. Data about the status of vaccination in both Macon and Jackson County. And let me just share some of that with you. For example, in Macon County, we have almost 36,000 people. That's the total population. Almost 22% are now fully vaccinated. In Jackson County, that has almost 44,000 residents, they're kind of behind Macon County. They're only at 14.6, almost 15% of their population being fully vaccinated. What groups are the ones that really need to get vaccinated based on past data concerning infection rates with the COVID? For example, in Macon County, 33% of the people that have been infected with COVID are in the age bracket of 25 to 49 years of age. Age 18 to 24, the infection overall been 10% of the total number of infections in Macon County. People from 50 to 64, about 19% of the infections that we've identified come from that age group. If you add that all up, if the folks now eligible in those age groups will get vaccinated, then we can really start making headway of getting on top of the spread of this virus. For example, as older people from 64 on up, we have been about 25% of the total cases in Macon County, but we have a very high rate now of people that have been fully vaccinated. And now we just need to have all age groups to take advantage of this vaccination opportunity and get vaccinated so we can get back to a normal routine and lifestyle.
Coming out, there's a COVID initiative and from the Ad Council where it's really up to you to get your shot and go onto the website. And we are running that public service announcement. So just get on that website and sign up.
Website is getvaccineanswers.org, and it will also answer questions that people might have. I know there's a lot of misinformation out there on the web and social media, and just people thinking that the messenger RNA that was used to develop these wonderful vaccines are going to alter their DNA, which is not the case. What that does, it just protects your cells from being infected with the COVID virus. But we need to have a frank and honest conversation and communication about the benefits of getting vaccinated. I know that that might be a concern that people have, or they have concerns and a reason not to get vaccinated. But if you go on this website and really look at all the questions and answers, I think that case is made that we all should get that vaccine.
And one more time for that website.
It is getvaccineanswers.org, and the Get Vaccine Answers is all one word.